with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a police officer has been killed at a North Carolina supermarket.
Greensboro Assistant Police Chief Milford J. Harris says that Officer Michael Horan was killed after responding to a call about an armed person at a Food Lion store in Greensboro, North Carolina.
A shooting occurred inside of the store at approximately 11 a.m. fatally wounding Officer Horan.
Harris called Officer Horan an excellent officer and that Horan had an outstanding reputation both in the department and the community. Officer Horan first joined the department in 2018. A suspect is in custody. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Luigi Mangione on Monday pleaded not guilty to state murder and terror charges in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
This time in state court for an arraignment on his murder indictment on state charges that allege he killed CEO Brian Thompson as an act of terrorism. Now, last week, Mangione was charged in federal court as well. He appeared there on Thursday. This time, he entered a plea of not guilty and then was returned to federal custody while the prosecutors at the state level and the federal level work out exactly who will have custody of him going forward.
Correspondent Michael Sisak reporting from Manhattan. New York City police have arrested a man on murder and arson charges in the death of a woman who was set on fire inside a subway train Sunday. Sebastian Zepeda, 33, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, was arrested Monday after being taken into custody the prior day. It's unclear if Zepeda has an attorney and when he would be arraigned. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 192. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on that story.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. This is SRN News. The most popular nasal decongestant on U.S. pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
The economic and technological rivalry between the U.S. and China has come to the drone market, where Chinese-made flying devices are a dominant player in America. Lawmakers in Washington are seeking to ban new sales of Chinese-made drones, arguing they could be used to spy on Americans and that the low-cost models are hurting the U.S. drone industry. More details at SRNnews.com.